claim, Portland police shield Antifa rioters as they shine spotlights in DHS agents' eyes. By Neil Monroe on October 22, 2025. The president can send the National Guard into downtown Portland, Oregon. Because the city police have protected Antifa attacks on a federal facility, says Harmeet Dhillon, the top civil rights chief in the Department of Justice. Dhillon made her comment in response to a video showing Antifa rioters hiding behind city police as the rioters aim strong flashlights at the federal officers guarding the Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. The police cover protected the Antifa members from the pepper balls normally fired by security officers at the federal building. This is exactly why the Ninth Circuit just said POTUS can send in the National Guard, Dhillon wrote on October 21. Incredible fail. Federal law allows the president to deploy National Guard troops if there is a rebellion or danger of a rebellion, or if the president cannot enforce U.S. law. The deployment was approved on Monday, October 20, by a three-judge panel in the far-left Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which said, the federalization and deployment of just 200 National Guardsmen for 60 days is well within a deferential proportional response to support good faith. The decision was opposed by one judge who argued that the government cannot point to a single instance in which federal property or personnel was threatened or in need of assistance and the local police failed to respond to a request for assistance. The Antifa rioters are harassing and attacking the federal officers who use the building to enforce the nation's popular immigration laws. The rioters are backed by the city's far-left mayor and government. Even though resident illegal migrants help to kill many local Americans by selling drugs to addicts. Many Americans are being killed because Antifa is protecting the illegal migrants as they sell drugs to addicts. The same pattern is visible in Los Angeles, where city leaders and some ethnic politics leaders encourage rioting against federal authorities charged with enforcing immigration law. Much of LA's business community relies on illegal migrants to provide cheap services to the city's prosperous residents. The migrants also help boost the rents paid to politically influential landlords. They say it's violence on both sides, Don Trump Jr. told Fox News on October 21. There is no violence from the right. It is not both sides, it's from one side and it was from the left alone.